This is NITV Radio News. I'm Bethan Smolenik. In this bulletin, the Gunjimara people express their outrage at the massacre of dozens of koalas. A study finds Indigenous women are still being killed or going missing at an alarming rate. And in rugby union, Indigenous students complete their first level coaching accreditation. Gunjimara traditional owners have expressed their upset over the killing of dozens of koalas on their country in southwest Victoria. It is estimated over 100 koalas were killed or injured as a result of logging on a private blue gum plantation near Cape Bridgewater. Gunjimara man and CEO of Gunditi Meering, Damien Bell, told NITV the whole community is hurt by the news of the cruelty.
Everyone's upset about it. But everyone's very vigilant of it as well. Koalas, they're an indicator of bush health. They're part of the bush, so we have to make sure that they're all in good health and, because they're part of the country.
Victoria's government has launched an investigation into the incident, with photos of the dead and maimed koalas sparking outrage nationally and internationally after they were shared online. Almost 90% of Indigenous Australian women will experience violence or abuse towards them at one stage in their life, according to a recent study. The case study by Curtin University researchers for the group Deathscapes focuses on Indigenous femicide, that being the issue of Indigenous women being murdered or going missing. Researchers looked at deaths of Indigenous women not just in Australia but also in Canada and the United States outside of custody, and found in all countries very little investigation into the cause was carried out. John Curtin, distinguished Professor Savendrini Pereira, was involved in the research and says sadly not enough is being done to protect Indigenous women.
We are saying something connects all of these deaths in different places, and what connects it we are putting forward are the state policies, the types of state violence that are extended towards Indigenous women.
The study follows Indigenous Australian Labor MP Linda Burney calling for a Senate inquiry into deaths and violence against Aboriginal women just last year, with researchers hopeful the study will spark change. The International Labour Organization is calling for immediate action to address the high level of poverty amongst Indigenous people globally. A new report by the organization found Indigenous people are close to three times more likely to live in extreme poverty than their non-Indigenous counterparts. While globally 63% of Indigenous people are employed, compared to 59% of non-Indigenous, researchers found the quality and working conditions for Indigenous people is significantly worse. ILO Work and Equality Director Manuela Toomey says the world has reached a crisis point and change must be made.
The ILO recommends first that Convention 169, which is the only international treaty specifically dedicated to Indigenous peoples, is ratified by a much larger number of countries. Till now, only 23 countries have ratified it.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is facing criticism after an inquiry found some Maori children had been inhumanely removed from their family homes. The six-month Maori-led inquiry analysed the practices of New Zealand's child services agency, Oranga Tamariki. The inquiry found the agency has systematic failures, failures which have led to many Maori families being discriminated against. The review citing a case where 14 police officers were used to remove a five-month-old baby from a single mother. The damning report is likely to overshadow the Prime Minister's visit to Waitangi for the 180th anniversary of the signing of a historic agreement with Maori leaders. An 8-year-old boy is the latest person in Australia to be diagnosed with the potentially deadly coronavirus, bringing the total number of cases to 13. It comes as Australian evacuees from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the outbreak started, begin their 14 days of quarantine on Christmas Island. The child is a Chinese national from Wuhan and was part of a tour group, with two adults from the group also diagnosed. The latest infection comes as Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed a group of 35 Australians left Wuhan on an Air New Zealand plane. He told the Nine Network they'll be transferred to Christmas Island following their arrival in Auckland.
Our focus on coronavirus is to keep Australians protected here in Australia first, and we've been one of the first movers, if not the first mover, on important issues like travel bans and things of that nature. But we'll have another flight going into Wuhan. We're working on that now, and the transfer arrangements to Christmas Island are working very well. But what I want to tell people is that they can't count on a further flight beyond that, or one into mainland China at some point.
No evacuees transferred to Christmas Island have been diagnosed with the virus so far. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack insists rival Barnaby Joyce will be true to his word and stand by him as leader. It follows Mr. Joyce unsuccessfully challenging Mr. McCormack for the leadership role just hours before Parliament resumed for the year yesterday. Despite the tension, Mr. McCormack told the ABC he has the support of Mr. Joyce and backbencher Senator Matt Canavan, who just resigned alongside Senator Bridget McKenzie over the sports grant scandal.
Well, they stood up yesterday and both said exactly that. And you take people on their word, particularly country people, the National Party, the United behind me. We've had the vote. The vote was clear. I've been re-elected as the leader, or reaffirmed as the leader, and we're moving on.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is urging state and federal governments to learn from the unprecedented bushfire season. Over 30 people have been killed across Australia this season, and Mr. Fitzsimmons says it's imperative all government levels learn from what has happened. It follows Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing he had written to all state and territory leaders asking for feedback and approval for a royal commission into the bushfires yesterday. The Prime Minister has promised to have the inquiry finished by August. The United Nations warns of a new refugee crisis, with more than 500,000 Syrians fleeing the country in the last 2 months. The UN reports mostly women and children have escaped the fighting in Syria's north, often with nothing but the clothes on their backs. A further 280,000 people also remain at risk of displacement if the conflict continues. More than 15,000 civilians have been killed in Syria's northwest since violence broke out 9 months ago, 83 of which were killed within a 10-day period just last month. UN spokeswoman on Syria, Jennifer Fenton, says the attacks on civilians and hospitals is unacceptable.
Any such attacks are unacceptable. Military operations of all parties, including actions against and by designated terrorist groups, must respect the rules and obligations of international humanitarian law, which include the protection of civilians and civilian objects.
United States Town Mayor Pete Buttigieg has emerged as the surprise leader in the race to be the Democrats' presidential candidate. With almost two-thirds of the vote in the Iowa caucus counted, the 37-year-old holds a narrow 0.18% lead over Senator Bernie Sanders with 26.9%. A major technical malfunction caused difficulties in the vote counting over the past 24 hours and has prevented totals being released. Already campaigning in the state of New Hampshire, Mr. Buttigieg has hailed the Iowa result.
The hope that propelled me into this campaign is vindicated every day. It was vindicated in a big way last night when we had a chance to quiet those questions of whether we belonged in this effort in the first place. Building a coalition across so many different communities and types of counties and voters that saw the need for change.
Turning to sport, a group of Indigenous students have become the first to complete their rugby union coaching accreditation. The group of 40 Indigenous boys and girls from across Australia were selected under Rugby Australia's Dream Big Big Time program. RA selectors travelled nationwide looking for Indigenous talent, with two squads of 20 selected to compete domestically and internationally as Australia's First Nation Sevens sides. First Nations Sevens coach Jared Hodges is hopeful the coaching accreditation as well as the playing experience will help inspire more Indigenous communities to engage in the sport. And now a look at today's weather. Humid and sunny in Perth, 35. Adelaide, sunny in 28. Melbourne, much the same in 22. 19 in Hobart, then becoming cloudy. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 20. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 25. Similar conditions in Sydney, 27. Also partly cloudy for Newcastle, 26. Albury-Wodonga should expect smoke haze and 33 degrees. Scattered showers for Brisbane, 25. A possible shower in Townsville, 33. partly cloudy for Cairns, 33, Alice Springs, cloud clearing and 32, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33 degrees in Darwin, and in the Torres Strait Islands, cloudy and a possible shower or storm, 29 degrees. That was NITV Radio News.